To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mary Kay's last question about the two-pointer. Yep. It doesn't work. You're going to get criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, that's the fact, Jack.
Yeah, he knew it. I mean, I just think to me, it was just silly to take a quarterback off the field. I don't care who your quarterback
is. Yeah, I disagreed with that idea, too.
Yeah.
You know, guy had just led a scoring drive. Had led two of them.
Yeah.
To get you back into the game. At the very least, have him on the field. Personally, I would have had him under center. You know?
Even if you want to do a direct snap right to somebody else, they still have to account for him because he's on fire. I just don't understand why you would take your quarterback. Again, it doesn't matter who it is. Why would you take your quarterback off the field? I don't get it.
Are we seeing the beginning of the end of this offensive line?
I
think we are.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to say that. I think Wyatt Teller has done a terrific job here.
I don't understand why they decided to
rotate.
Yeah, suddenly he's the guy that's the problem. Are you kidding? You're seriously? Are you joking?
Now he's hurt. And he's out.
Yeah,
he will not play this week.
Silly.
Rankings I saw, he was in the upper half of guard play. Now before he was, you know, absolutely near the top of guard play, but still. I didn't think he was the major issue. To me, it was the tackles and the injuries. Jack Conklin still in the concussion protocol. What happens with Joel? Ethan Posick with an Achilles. You're going to need a center next year.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I can't imagine Ethan healing up quickly enough to be your starter.
Or is Luke your guy at center in the next year?
I don't know. There's a lot of work that needs to be done there at that position. Talking about Shedeur Sanders and I love the terminology that becomes hot in the NFL. Now the terminology is on schedule or off schedule,
rather
than, the play call or the play broke down, right?
Yeah.
But if you're on schedule, that means this is the play. Off schedule means, oops, you know what, hit the fan on that one.
Can you make a play? It all goes back to being big boned.
Explain.
When you say someone might be overweight, and you say, oh, no, they're just big boned. I mean, it's like, okay. Right? I mean, let's be honest.
I don't know.
It's all in how you, it's the words that we use to describe things, and they mean the same things, although sometimes people take things personal or they'll take them the wrong way.
Interesting to hear Kevin say with the on schedule, we can move the quarterback a little more on schedule. And I think that might be something that could behoove Shedeur. He moves well enough that, you know, roll out, create space, do some things could help him, I think, as he gets more comfortable.
Sure.
And
just needs to know when to throw the ball away. That's all sometimes.
I like the fact that he said, you know,
he's getting rid of the ball significantly faster than it was when he first started. At least it seems that way.
I saw a stat the other day.
The illusion
that
is that he's getting rid of it faster.
Yeah, I saw a stat the other day that said that was not the case. That he was hanging on to the ball like crazy. But at least it worked last game.
Yeah, I guess the only reason you think he holds on to the ball too long.
It was just under 4 seconds he was holding on to.
It's when you take a sack. That's the time you think a guy's hanging on to the ball.
They said it was something like the second highest of holding on to the
Highest in the league to this point, the guy who holds on to the ball the second longest, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Browns. So what you're saying, Shador holds on to it longer than anybody else?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Camille. Do you think he's getting better?
Do I think? Yeah. I mean, he's, like he's getting playing on time. Yeah, but again, I want more data.
Camille's in East Texas. Camille, are you in Tyler?
Hey, Camille.
No, I'm closer to Beaumont.
From where?
I'm closer to Beaumont.
Oh, Beaumont? Oh,
God
no.
bless you.
Did you ever watch Jeff Phelps on TV in Beaumont?
I spent 5 years and 21 days there, Camille.
Okay, great, great. I'm between.
Where do you live?
I actually live between Tyler and Beaumont.
Huh, okay. What town are you in?
I'm in Newton, Texas.
Oh, I know Newton.
Okay.
Home of James Gully.
She doesn't seem impressed with with your knowledge of Beaumont, Jeff.
I just dropped the James Gully nugget on her.
Maybe you didn't live there. I don't believe it.
What's up, Camille?
Yes, I know James Gully. Yeah. We call him Looney. Yes, he played basketball for LeBron Beaumont. Then he went overseas and played.
Yes, he did. He had a fine career overseas.
Lodestar Sports, what's going on? What do we got?
Yes.
Yeah.
This thing they're talking about now, who gets the credit for how Shador played the other day. Nobody can think Kevin Stefanski gets that credit.
Who said that?
This 92.3 The Fan.
Someone on our station, not on this show. Jeff and I have been sitting here talking about.
We've given credit to a lot of people, mostly Shador.
Yeah, I don't know once anyone said anyone's given.
The topic says who's on the ground deserves credit for sure.
Oh, are you looking at the website? Yeah. Okay, that's why.
Yes.
Okay. So,
well, we think Shador deserves most of the credit.
Oh, he absolutely does. He's been putting in the work. And this is who Shador has always been. And for him not to get down in the red zone, that's where he really shines. He always had when he was in Colorado, when he was at JSU, even when he was at Drew. Of course, he's a rookie, and he can improve, but this is why, and they call us a cult, they call us Shador supporters or whatever, but this is why it looks like sabotage to us is because whenever, like, he'd taken that team down and those two scores, and then you get right there, and this has been done, this is the third time, and you don't let him get the touchdown.
But they were doing something, though, that had worked real well. I disagreed with it the other day, Camille. But
Running Quinshon
out of the Wildcat worked real well before.
Right, but have they watched the tape?
Yes, but they were trying to add a twist to it. You know, Camille, great to hear from you from Newton, Texas. Home of James Gully, who used to kick Karl Malone's, you know what, according to Karl Malone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.